This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Oh, yes. It's 4 p.m. It's Thursday. The sun's out shining. Everyone's smiling. And it's time for Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
You have your timings correct. It is 4 p.m., and which is good because we're both here. It's Johnny and Inel, live and loud on FUBAR Radio. Yeah, we're here. We're ready to do it.
I know. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Sun's out. It's got me smiling nice.
Yeah, you can see it. It just don't do anything at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, can't feel it, but, you know.
It's not a nice and clear skies, though, isn't it? You know.
I do like that. You know when you come out the house, you just see blue, and it's like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Do you know what I meant? Reminds me of I don't know what songs you used to sing. Do you remember back in primary school when you used to have to sit down on like the in an assembly and cross your legs and stuff and sing songs?
Yeah.
And there was a song we had called Autumn Days that goes, "Autumn days when the grass is jewel and the silken side a chestnut shell, a jet plane's waiting in the air to be revealed and the things I love so well so I mustn't forget." And I could go on.
Oh, okay.
But,
went to private school, did you?
Does that sound like a private school song? Oh, I don't know, mate.
Didn't say them sort of songs in our school.
Oh, yeah. It was all gangster rap, wasn't it?
I do remember, though, one school assembly. It was a dance assembly, and all everyone did was the Running Man. That was it. Every dance was the Running
Man. Nice. Just real throwbacks, yeah, to that kind of breakdancing era. Nice, yeah. Ready to start windmilling, but no one had that in their arsenal.
Oh, no. They could just about do the Running Man. That was it.
Do you remember those days when people used to try breakdancing, but they end up doing was like a bad crab?
Oh, yeah.
And then just like scurrying around.
Just mashing up your trousers, just like burning holes in your knees.
The thing is, you used to think it's so cool in those days as well, isn't it? It's like, oh, yeah, this is wicked. Look at me. Yeah, I'm doing squiggles on the floor. Yeah, it's like, no. You look like a joke.
Enough messy as well. You're just like flipping off the place. Yeah. Yourself, you're right.
Yeah, you're cool. Yeah. I used to be, I was so cool. We used to be quite good dancers anyway. But yeah. I remember one time my cousin took us over the park with her mates, she was older than us, and we danced in front of her mates. And she's like, oh, yeah, my little cousins are real cool dancers. And I was literally like,
brought out the big moves,
exactly. It was basically Running Man as well. But it was just, you know, I genuinely thought, yeah, I'm a cool dude. Thanks for noticing.
Got an audience now.
How much do you pay to get in? Oh, free, is it? Oh, I can't keep doing this. But, back in those days, it was just a big deal just to be dancing, expressing myself.
Yeah, express yourself.
Do our own sound effects.
It is. But hello and welcome to the show, though, listeners. We're just having our own conversation, but you guys are here as well. So hi to you and thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. If you are tuning in, there's a good chance you may have tuned in before and might know some of the things to expect. But we do get new listeners as well.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want you to feel alienated because you're in the right place right now.
Well, you better introduce yourself and tell these new people who you are.
Absolutely, in case you didn't know. My name is Johnny. Johnny.
And my name is Inel. Tomlinson.
There we go.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need any comments on that. That's clear, just simply
Everybody
what it
knows.
Is. That's just who we are. Okay, so moving on.
There's always a little awkward lull.
I was going for a new one actually, weren't I?
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I am Johnny. Baby, I ain't Mr. Right. That's right, I'm not Mr. Right. If you're looking for fast love.
Is that what you told them on the Valentine's Day? Sorry.
Yeah.
If you're looking for fast love.
Yeah, exactly. I was looking.
But I ain't Mr. Right.
No one was looking for fast love, apparently. No. They all want slow loves. That's the problem. It's the problem with this dating game out there. Slow lovers. Damn it, I'm too quick for you. It's always been the problem.
But coming up on the show today, though, guys. Oh, we got lots in store for you today.
What?
Oh.
What are we starting with?
We've got what's trending, Johnny.
Oh, what's trending?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about what's been going on in social media, what's been happening in the world, what you guys have been talking about.
Yeah, what's been really generating conversation out there. But following up from that, we also have our infamous
Lend an Ear section.
Absolutely. That's the part where you guys... You, our wonderful, loyal listeners, get to write in with your problems and we solve them. We don't attempt to solve them, we just solve them. It's that simple. We give you the 100% best advice you can get on the market, guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
Dear Deirdre wouldn't touch these things, but we do.
And no problem's too small or too big.
Absolutely. And although we do have some people who've given us their problems already, we also, because we're so kind, run an A&E section. That means if you've got a problem right now and you're sitting there thinking, I need this solved. You can email into us. Do email, guys. Johnny and I now at foobarradio.com. Send us your problems in. We'll sort it out for you.
That's right. Get typing. Forget those emails you're supposed to send for work. Forget all that. All those assignments you're supposed to be doing. Write into us. Right.
Absolutely.
There.
You can get a new job. Maybe that's the problem that you can send in.
There you go.
I've just been fired for sending an email to Foobar Radio. What should I do now? Whack. We'll save that for later.
But after that, we've got Blast from the Past.
Blasted.
I like that. Where me and Johnny, we take a buzzword and we talk about and we think about the different stories that buzzword says to us. And we also play a track to go along with the buzzword. And today's buzzword is... school holidays.
Yeah, kind of topical because it is actually half term. You don't realise that stuff when you're an adult, do you? You don't even necessarily know.
Yeah.
Just the roads get a bit busier and things like that. And there's always kids hanging around in the street. And you realise you're starting to get old, just going, have you got nothing better to do, kids? Yeah, or maybe that's just me.
Don't give it away too early.
Yeah, exactly.
Save that story for later.
This is Mr. Fastlove. Slagging off kids who are just innocent on half term. Anyway, after Blast from the Past, we also have...
Spoilers on screen! Oh, we gotta get to it this week because The Walking Dead is back.
The Walking Dead is back in a big way.
Producer Adam's shaking his head no because that means he hasn't seen the episode.
Oh, he has seen it.
Oh, he has seen it.
Well, you were excited about it. Yeah, it's wicked. It's absolutely... It went off big time.
Oh, yeah, big episode.
Also, we should really be talking Making a Murder and stuff. I mean, we say it every single week and there's lots to discuss on that. So... You know, we'll get around to that. But the thing is, we get so many wicked emails and stuff, we get distracted, and that is always the first thing to go to be fair. Spoilers on screen. So this week, we're going to really make an effort.
Yeah, but no, that's not saying we don't like your emails, though, because we do love them.
Absolutely. Speaking of that.
Oh, first email.
First email, 7 minutes in.
Oh,
Keen. We like that.
Oh, I like it.
Keen like Roy.
Oh.
Spit. I went on a date last night with a girl who sipped her drink... rinsed it around and then spat it out on the floor.
You what?
I was horrified. She acted like nothing happened. I said I was going to the toilet and then did a runner, Lance in Essex.
Hold up. What, she spat on the floor in a pub? Just like...
Yeah, well, yeah, like a cowboy.
Oh,
like she's from a spaghetti western or
like
something.
Like chewing tobacco.
Yeah. What is going on?
What? Yeah, Lance, you did the right thing there, man.
She needs to carry a spit bucket around with her, doesn't she? You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
she's a boxer in her corner or something. What is going on? No, that's not cool. That's not cool at all.
Spitting
on the floor
that?
In a pub. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, come on. No, just don't do that. Don't do that. No. I don't care what the drink is. The only thing she could even say is if it was wine, like she was wine tasting, but even then, don't do it on the floor. Don't get rid of that. Don't decorate the carpet with a Merlot. Come on.
Hey,
don't care if it's a fine year.
Find a sink and take it there.
Exactly. Sort your life out. That's one of the worst there, Lance. That's up there with the Heelys.
It's always the way. We've got a tweet as well. We've got a tweet from, Kevin LePigeon saying, tuned in to FUBAR Radio, Johnny Nannell. Whoop, whoop.
Yep.
Damn straight. And she's even attached a picture to show proof that she isn't lying, and it's time stamped.
Oh, right, wicked. That's proof of life.
Oh, yeah.
She's holding today's paper up. Nice.
Right here.
Absolutely.
Hey, I'm not faking it.
Yeah.
I said I'll tune in, so I did.
The hostage in the back, still alive, just about. Well, you know what? Our show sounds absolutely packed to the rafters. No room for anything else.
Before you go into that, though, the one good thing I do like about the new FUBAR app is every time a song's played, it says the name of the song and stuff. And when you played the Mr. Right, to George Michael pictures popped up.
Really? Oh dear. Oh no, George is there.
Oh, there we go, just to make sure.
Yeah, no, they got it locked down, haven't they, Fubar?
Well
nice.
Done, Fubar. Well done.
But the show is packed to the rafters with stuff, but we are going to find some room.
Are we?
For some of the biggest thumpers.
Bangers.
And flangers.
Slangers.
And slingers.
Zingers as well.
Absolute boom. Fantastic tunes.
Boomtastic. That's I'm writing that one down, hasn't it?
I know. You took one of the ones I wanted, and then I was like, ah.
That's my word.
Yeah. I wanted fangers. So, yeah, let's start off with one of these. Do you know what? I might even change the order a bit. Yeah
actually,
I'm going to go ahead and start with this one. Now, this tune is a tune I've been listening to, and basically, this album's about to drop and it's wicked. And this tune's off this album. It's by BJ the Chicago Kid, and it's called Church. Here it comes.
She says she wanna drink, do drugs and have sex tonight, but I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She says she wanna drink, do drugs and have sex tonight, but I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm staying. Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm staying, I'm staying.
Amazing grace, it's hard to say no when it's looking so good in my face. 'Cause all them curves got me on the swerve when I'm trying to drive straight. If you caught me on another day, baby girl, I probably would've took that cake. 'Cause every nigga love birthday cake. And every time I come around, I can tell you be looking at me. And I can tell you be wondering if I'm really loving what I say. It'll be wrong if we get along, 'cause I know me. Still I try to be strong, say be keep a G on, but she ain't tryna hear me. She says she wanna drink, do drugs and have sex tonight, but I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She says she wanna drink, do drugs and have sex tonight, but I got church in the morning, church in the morning. Trouble in my way, whispered in my ear she ain't had good since last May. And she know I could change all that if I want to right now today. Straight put in a place, make her ass wanna stay. Now I can never get away, 'cause every time I come around, I can tell you be looking at me. And I can tell you be wondering if I'm really loving what I say. If we wrong, if we get along, 'cause I know me. Still I try to be strong, say be keep a G on, but she ain't tryna hear me. She ain't tryna hear me.
She says she wanna drink, do drugs and have sex tonight,
but I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She says she wanna drink, do drugs and have sex tonight, but I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm staying. Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven,
we can go to heaven,
'cause I'm staying, I'm staying.
Out of hell in a fur coat, walls like jerk coat, pussy like, here you go. Loud like church folk, heavy like workload. How you like Merkos, never sang Kirk F. Bang like Kirko, ankle like Kirk, came back like dirt rose. She always get in her own way, when I try, she always say, hey, I don't wanna get saved, don't wanna be saved. Pray that one of these days, she'll wanna behave. Keep my head up, I wrap the silver around the cloud. I went to junior church, little children run around. I like what he gave ya, I'm just trying to save ya. I got something saved up in case you come around.
She says she wanna drink, do drugs and have sex tonight,
But I got church in the morning, church in the morning. She say she wanna drink, do drugs and have sex tonight. But I got church in the morning, church in the morning.
Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm staying. Hopefully we can go to heaven, I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven, 'cause I'm staying. Hopefully we can go to heaven.
Walls like Jericho, pussy like her, you go.
Hopefully we can go to heaven.
Like church folk, heaven like workload, how you like Merck's.
Hopefully we can go to heaven.
We can go to heaven.
I pray. Hopefully we can go to heaven.
We can go to heaven.
'Cause I'm staying.
FUBAR Radio presents
The Jack Late Show.
Today we're going to do happy rants.
We're going to be talking about stuff that we love, and if you love stuff too, why not hit that thumbs up button and share the love?
The first word is ants.
I love ants because they're like badgers but very tiny.
B. We're going to go for bazookas.
I love bazookas. C. What's C?
C. With celery.
Celery. You actually lose more calories eating celery than there is in celery. Oh. So it's like the gym.
It's like the gym for your mouth.
A mouth gym.
A gob gym.
What's D?
D. He is the dean of a school.
Every Friday,
The Jack Late Show,
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, yes, that is the Jack Mate Show on FUBAR Radio. But right now, you're listening to Johnny and I Now. We're live and loud on FUBAR.
Johnny and I Now on FUBAR Radio.
And you were just listening to BJ the Chicago Kid Church. That's a nice little song there.
Yeah, absolutely. A little bit blue, but you know, it happens sometimes.
I'm still downloading it.
Oh, okay, there
not
you go.
Not going to stop me. Blue's not going to stop me if you listen to a wicked tune.
Parental guidance is advisory.
I will tell my mum.
Smelly. That's the email thing, mate. It's nothing to do with you.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, well, yeah. Why did you stare at me when you
said just
that?
Saying.
You weren't even looking at the email.
Your eyes are nowhere near the screen. You just smelly.
Oh, that's what the email's titled as well. Coincidence. Hi, guys. I went out the other night to a club on a Wednesday.
Ooh.
I know. Wild.
Nice.
That's in brackets. And a girl kept trying to sniff my armpits.
All right.
She would lift up my arms and take a big whiff. I tried to dance away from her, but I think she followed my scent. Have you ever been with a girl who likes to the smell of your odour? Phil from Wolverhampton.
You know that's actually nuts. I went to an improv show the other day, and the girl I went with, she started sniffing my jumper. And I was like, what are you doing? She's like, oh, it smells nice. What fabric softener do you use? Like, just for usual comfort. Like, what? Yeah. But she, like, the entire time, she just kept going...
Oh dear, with those eyes as well. Yeah. Serious.
Yeah, it's staring at me, man. So I know your pain.
I don't think it's quite the same as sniffing
well,
an armpit.
The BL, yeah.
You know, saying, oh, I like Lenore, and saying, oh, don't bother wearing links, I'm getting off on your own man smells.
But you know what? Some people, they like the huskiness of a guy's...
odour, yeah.
Odour, yeah. Like, it can turn some people on.
My ex used to do that. She used to, like my beard used to smell,
yeah,
like, a bit. And she used to be like, oh, it's, like, nice smell or whatever. But, yeah, so apparently it does.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a bit different, isn't it, to, like, if you just played football or something, you're really stinking up the place. Like, no one's
smell,
after that.
It's a whole different smell. I mean, if you've just run a marathon, it's like, oh.
No one's going up to you on the tube just going... That's a nice smell, man. That's a nice smell.
You on your way to work?
Yeah. Decent. Smells good. You've aged well. Full bodied, I see.
That sounds smells like that brute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, as you go out to spray. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't ruin it. Don't hide it. Be proud.
Isn't it? It's natural.
Decent.
Should have got a number. What was his name?
What scent you wearing? B.O. by him. that's Phil from Wolverhampton.
Phil. Yeah, you should have got a number, mate.
Yeah, she's digging you. Mm. The thing is, he's like, you know, they say like, you know, in terms of like our kind of basic biological mechanisms and stuff, like, you know, from caveman times, the sense that we give off, you know, like BO and stuff like that, would have attracted women or men. So you could have actually a really beguiling odour about you there, Phil. So
yeah, that's what I'm saying, Phil. They like you, man. She likes you, so. Yeah. If anything, sweat more often. That's
awesome. Yeah, you're like the human version of Pepe Le Pew.
Oh,
get him coming, as in like walking towards you.
But he was a bit rapey though. he just grabbed what he wanted. Put it down, Pepe. Put it down. She didn't say yes.
Right, we're moving on to our What's Trending section.
What's trending?
Okay, so this is the part where we look at the stories that have been really setting social media alight. And the first thing this week, well, it's very hard to get away from this guy, isn't it, at the moment. Kanye West, once again, has been on another Twitter diatribe, and this time has been saying that he is massively in debt to the tune of $53 million, and has actually called on Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, to bail him out to the tune of $1 billion. To basically help him out. You know what I mean? I mean, every week it seems to be something more and more crazy, doesn't it?
Do you know what? Sometimes I think he's either really clever and he's thinking outside the box on how to kind of promote himself and his album and his music and his fashion. And then other times it's like, nah, this guy's going crazy, man. I was like, he's so close to genius, but no, he's just going crazy.
I think he's a bit of both. Like he's generating interest himself, but I think he is starting to lose the plot a little bit.
Yeah, it's a fine line.
It is. I mean, so basically, in a tweet, he wrote, "I write this to you, my brothers, while still $53 million in personal debt. Please pray we overcome. This is my true heart." I mean, it's just like, what are you talking about?
All in 140 characters.
Yeah, he does. He then says another one. "Mark Zuckerberg, invest $1 billion into Kanye West ideas." I mean, this is actually outrageous as well, you know. I mean, what is ideas? Like, that's got to be the worst Dragon Den pitch ever, you know what I mean? "Hi, I'm Kanye. I'd like you to invest $1 billion in me and my ideas. I'm out." Okay, I'll let you know that now.
Can I see your forecast for the year? Yeah. Can you? Well, at the moment, I'm...
got $53 million in debt. Right, okay. What have you got going for you?
Okay.
Oh, your wife's made a video. Brilliant.
Okay, so when am I exactly going to get my $1 billion investment back?
But the thing is, this is the thing where, I mean, you know, it's, Kanye just always goes down these routes where he stops even being... likeable almost, because he actually comes up and starts saying, essentially saying that it would be better to invest in him than invest by building a school in Africa. It's like, you'd do more good investing in me than building a school in Africa. "And Mark, I'm publicly asking you for help. One of the coolest things you could ever do is help me in my time of need." Like, he's genuinely dressing himself up as a kind of charity case here, you know? really out there, like some kind of wild plea. Like,
at the same time, he like just releases some new shoes, a new clothing line, and a new album.
Exactly. I mean, what kind of charity case is this guy? I'm just expecting a net soon on our TVs. "My name is Kanye West. Kanye doesn't want to be in debt anymore. Give Kanye a fish and he'll have it for dinner. Give Kanye $1 billion and he'll come up with ideas, he promises." All right, that's next. That's coming up. That's definitely coming up.
Diamonds just aren't forever.
No. Jesus walks. he's an absolute lunatic, isn't he?
Oh, it's like, do you know what? I go through bouts where I just hate him, and then other times I think, oh yeah, no, I can understand. But then other times, like, no, I can't. I'm so conflicted. Like, it affects my enjoyment of his music now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how much it's affected.
Because he is being a twat, yeah. Definitely. Well, the thing is, as well, as someone pointed out, which was quite good, actually, and basically Zuckerberg has kind of responded by proxy, because someone wrote a Facebook status and he liked it, and it basically read, "Dear Kanye, If you're going to ask the CEO of Facebook for $1 billion, maybe don't do it on Twitter. Very good point. Very good point. That is like going into the Nike offices going, I want to be the new face of Nike wearing an Adidas tracksuit. What are you doing? Get your brands right. Sort it out. But no, I mean, he's all over the gaff, isn't he?
Zuckerberg's not on Twitter, is he?
He might have a shadow account.
Yeah, he might have shadow ones. I know MySpace Tom is on there.
I was going to say, he's probably got Tom's probably mates with Tom now.
Tom's 100%. Tom ain't even on MySpace no more. Even Tom's not on there.
You sign up to MySpace now, you ain't even got one friend. It's just none.
Tom's not there no more.
This
account has been closed.
Yeah.
Tom, where you at, man?
MySpace is dead.
It's dead, fam. I got paid and I bounced.
It was good while it lasted. Tom's out.
It was. He literally sold it. He's like, yeah, I got the money. I'm out. Joined up to Facebook and Twitter the next day.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. But no, I mean, it does go to show what an absolute nutcase Kanye West is. So that is the first thing that was trending this week. Second up, what do we have right now?
Second up is a primary school had to tell its parents to stop smoking cannabis outside the school gates. Literally they were taking the kids into school in the morning,
doing school runs,
and you could just smell the reefer from
absolutely
from
in
the school playground.
And to emphasise as well, this is a primary school, guys. Yes. This is a primary school. So a little excerpt from the letter, shall we? Mm. So, dear parents and carers, we have had concerning reports that parents have been using cannabis around the school premises as they drop off and collect their children. This has been reported by parents and has been noticed by, and this is what gets me, some of the older children.
Yes.
That's probably because the older children are sharing it with them. These kids are knocking about just going, yo, seriously, you know, these ABCs are so stressful, you know what I mean? Yo, pass that.
Pass it on the left, man. Bro. You want to take a quick tease on this,
right? Seriously, oh, dear.
I don't know why they keep going on about algebra, you know?
Oh, no, these sats are taking me under, bro. Just what is going on? But, no, it is actually quite ridiculous. I mean, the first question that I would ask, like, I mean, these are primary school kids. I don't care how old you are, even the oldest ones, like 10 or 11 or whatever. Mm. And they flagged up that it's been spotted by other parents and the older kids. The first question I'd ask when one of the older kids comes over and goes, yeah, I've been smelling cannabis out there. How do you know what it smells like? You're 10. You should still be thinking that's freshly cut grass.
No, it's definitely reefer, man.
I think that's some of that, what the kids call hydro. Some chronic.
I love how they put it in the letters. It's a serious safeguarding concern.
Just mental. At a primary school, I love it. But the fact is that what is a genuine question of mine is, these kids, right, must be, think how naughty must these kids actually be that the parents need to get high before collecting their kids. Genuinely, literally, like, I can't do it. I need something to take the edge off. Timmy's coming back home. He's an absolute nutcase.
I can't deal with it, you know.
Exactly. Just stand at the school gates like, oh dear, he's nearly out. Oh, look, here he is. He's having a fight. Oh no. It is, I wouldn't necessarily say those two worlds are mixing, parents out there, to be honest.
That is amazing, though. That's actually happening. Like, they're not even going round the corner. It's just literally just outside the gates.
Absolutely, at the gates.
The smoke is just coming through the gates, though. Yeah.
And we don't even know that they were joints, neither. It just says the smell was in it. People could have been hitting bongs out there. Just literally... Yeah, off you go. Have a good day, won't you, mate? Yeah, cheers. even then, like, surely those two worlds aren't completely conducive, you know what I mean? Like, I'd imagine most people, if they were getting high, would probably want to be indoors listening to Bob Marley, not at a school playground. Kids running around!
Oh, just take it down. Take it down.
Oh, you couldn't slow down a bit, could you, fella? Oh dear, look at this guy. Well, I don't care if you've had a fizzy drink.
I love how, like in the article I was reading, it said like the head teacher was reading, was talking to the Daily Mirror about it, and he said, "Our deputy head had a couple of concerned parents come in on Thursday morning." It's like, "Our deputy, well, didn't you get concerned, mate?" I mean, I was cool with it. Like, deputy, like, yeah. And a deputy comes to him, and I was like, "Well, if you want to do with it, you do with it."
Right? Come on, guys, it's 2016. But if you're concerned, I'll have a word. Chill out.
All right, I'll say something in assembly.
Could you imagine sitting in a little hole like...
Yeah, don't worry, Buzzkills, I've got this.
Because you remember how they used to... You remember, like, when it came to, like, Fridays or whatever, they'd have to give you the school newsletter or whatever, and you have to put it in your book bag and take it home again.
Oh,
to
yeah,
your
yeah, yeah.
Don't forget.
Absolutely.
Don't forget, Darren, make sure you give that to your mother.
They're opening these letters thinking, "Oh, right, one of the kids have got nits again, have they?" No. People are getting stoned at the gates. We're not talking about Troy here or Greece. We're talking about getting stoned, like, literally. Outrageous. So, yeah, that's what's going on. So if there are any parents out there thinking that you're maybe doing a bad job, unless you're one of the parents who are hitting the hydro at the school gates, you're probably doing a better job than them, don't worry about it. Yeah. Right, final
probably
thing that's...
Probably stealing some of the stationery.
Yeah.
I could use that as a little...
They're only there for the tuck shop at break time, to be fair. Trying to load up on
it's
Space Invaders.
It's a tuck shop today, isn't it?
It's loading up on Space Invaders and Penny Sweets.
Got a lot of customers.
But the final thing that has been trending. So this is, well, it's quite a... This is just a very...
I saw this on Facebook this morning.
Yeah. It's a sad, sad indictment of humanity when we're at this level. But this is basically one of the things that's been trending. So, in Argentina, a baby dolphin has died after being pulled out of the ocean and then passed around, like, a really big crowd for a bunch of selfies. People are taking selfies with it. Holding it out of the ocean, and then eventually, well, basically, it's a young, it's a baby dolphin as well, a Franciscan dolphin, which are actually endangered, and they've passed it around, and then when it's died, they've just left it on the beach, basically.
Do you know what? Before I read the headline, I just saw the picture, and I just saw the picture of loads of people on the beach holding a dolphin up, and because dolphins' faces, they're naturally smiling, I just, they're trying to save it, like, and then I read the headline, and it's like... Oh, they just take selfies.
Exactly.
It's like,
They're passing a dolphin around like a bunch of parents at the school passing a joint around, which is absolutely not right. But this disgraceful.
Pass it on the left.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got it. But, like, you know, bearing in mind that these guys clearly don't realise that dolphins don't do too well out of water. Like, how fit can you be? You know what I mean? The thing is it is endangered as well. Mm. There are only, like, 30,000 left in the world. Oh, sorry, scrap that. That was yesterday's figures. There's 29,999 left in the world. It's a tragedy.
But one of them is Insta-famous now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been tagged 100 times.
There is actually that Samsung advert as well, where they go, oh, look, doing the dolphin thing as well, isn't there?
Which one?
The Samsung Galaxy one, and there's a video of geezer doing a dolphin or whatever on the beach.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's probably trying to tap into that. It doesn't matter anyway, but...
trying to make it go viral.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a Samsung marketing campaign gone wrong.
That's it. They're literally trying to make, manufacture life into from a made up fiction. But no, it's mental. Like, at the end of the day, this selfie things. We've covered a few of these selfie things of what's trending. People getting bit by rattlesnakes. People falling down wells. Now killing endangered species just to get your right selfie. Like.
It's a disease, man. It's a disease. It's a selfie disease. Like, I'm guilty. I hold my hand up. I've taken a couple of selfies myself. It's not with any endangered animals, though.
No, that have subsequently died from your action. The thing is, you know, yeah, the dolphins died, and you know, it's these people are just trying to get Tinder profile pics, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? And now a dolphin, little flippers, had to cost. It's cost him his life.
It will be a good one, though. Do you, know, you know that you get at least a couple of swipes right on that.
It's just scandalous.
Oh, it's a dolphin.
But like you know, when they put these hunting pictures up, you know, like the geezer who killed Cecil the Lion, this ain't far off that. You don't need a rifle. You've pulled a dolphin out of the water. It's not having a laugh. It's in Argentinian summer heat. What do you think it's doing? It's not having a... You're not feeding it fish, keeping it alive. It's not going to come out on the beach and go, do you know what? I've been wasting my time in the ocean. It's better out here.
It's much fun. Everybody loves me out here as well. Everybody wants me fun.
Exactly. This is not Ariel from The Little Mermaid. You've not freed it from a trap. He's dying. You know what I mean? What are you doing, you idiots?
I bet the other dolphins are like watching from the ocean water, just like, oh gosh, what's happening to him? He's getting tortured.
But that's what they said. Like, I mean, someone from PETA like made a comment and went, imagining the disgraceful, you know, torturous scenes that that baby dolphin would have had to feel in its last moment. But not just that, it's mum and dad. Like, because, you know, they say that dolphins have, like, really complex, you know, social groups, feet, emotions, everything like that. They know what's going on. And their baby has just been dragged out. Imagine if that was the other way around.
Paraded.
Imagine if there was a family on a family holiday and a dolphin has just yoinked out a little baby out of a boat or something like that, pulled a baby and started knocking it around for a bit of fun, and then just left it there and went, ah, he's not moving anymore. But we had a laugh, didn't we?
Passing it about, like, with their noses.
Yeah, exactly. At the end, just dolphins rule, yeah.
All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah. How am I supposed to know he didn't like water? He's just like, he's ridiculous.
I thought babies knew how to swim naturally.
Yeah, exactly.
That, it's innate, I was told.
That Nirvana album cover's just done me right over. But no, yeah, so, yeah, basically, selfies are now driving people to killing endangered species.
It's, you know what? And the worst thing is, it's going to get worse from here on out.
Well, no doubt. Well, I don't know what's next to go, to be fair. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I think they're going to be taking selfies with, like, dead bodies and stuff like that. Next,
I'm pretty certain people have done it with fetuses and stuff, because they've, like, obviously they've had, like, a sort of, some baby hasn't survived and they've had a photo.
It's no funny, way.
It's, yeah, it's happened.
Oh dear. I don't know where you've heard that.
Facebook again.
the dark internet, that
gotta
is.
Get your likes. Whatever means necessary.
Yeah, I'm gonna come off your Facebook actually, in case there's an investigation.
Oh, we've got mutual friends.
That's what I'm worried about.
I don't know from my side.
So that is what's trending, guys!
Yay!
Oh, we've had a few emails here.
Uh-oh.
Man breast.
Oh.
Me and my boyfriend have recently moved in together. Nice. We had our first awkward moment this week when I walked into the bathroom and saw him pushing his chest together so it looked like he had boobs in just his pants.
What?
I just slowly closed the door in horror. Do other guys do this? Does he want breasts? I haven't brought it up since. Rachel in Peckham.
Oh.
Yeah, going for the moob. What? The moob look.
Just pushed it together.
Oh, dear.
Was he, like in a disgusted way or in a way he's like, ooh, like that he liked them? Because that's important.
I think he's doing it as a bit of a laugh, but it can be one of those weird little weird little images that people just can't get rid of. They can't shake. And I understand that slowly closing the door, like, oh dear, I can't erase that.
I wasn't supposed to see this. I think the real worry would be is if he's wearing your bras next. That's when you should start panicking.
Yeah, yeah. If it goes that far, you might want to have a serious chat. But no, I mean, he's probably just... I mean, I know guys who do this acting like they've got female body parts, shall we say. And it's, you know, it's not...
Is it when guys tuck their...
Yeah. So it's stuff of that ilk, you know.
Oh, look, Adam's nodding like he does it.
Our producer's face is guilty as sin.
He's like, oh, I think
he's doing it right now.
Oh, gosh.
Just thought he was crossing his legs. But he's taking a selfie.
Is that a dolphin?
I don't think this means that he wants breasts, basically, Rachel. I don't think that is... I don't think that's guaranteed proof, anyway.
He's just very fascinated with his own body. I think that's what it is. And he's just, you know, doing the checks.
Exactly, he's still learning about himself, you know what I mean? Still discovering what he's happy with. I'm sure if he wasn't doing it in his just his pants, he wouldn't have been as weirded out as well, to be fair. But no, I don't really think you need to be bringing that one up.
Just erase that from memory unless it happens again.
Exactly, if it happens again, then literally sit him down. What's going on? What's going on? You're going to find him eyeing up like silicone jobs as well, isn't it? trying to put money away. You think it's for a ring? Nah, for a boob job.
It's just so makes me feel comfortable.
At his best when he's in his pants, definitely. Right, next one. Debt.
Oh.
I'm in debt.
Oh, gosh.
I've got student loans coming out of my ears.
Oh, dear.
I'll ask Tom from MySpace to lend me a tenner. Nice. That's from Oliver, friend of the show.
Hey.
Oi, Ollie. Yeah, no, exactly. Ask Tom from MySpace to lend you a tenner, mate. I don't think he's got it, though, to be honest. Not anymore.
Oh, student loans, man. Yeah. I hate them.
Oh, mate, I racked up a fortune. I don't care. They're never getting it.
Yeah, oh, same. I went to uni twice.
Did you?
About to do PGCE.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I might try and do something else at some point. Just to try and, you know, just
add
go
it to the tab.
Exactly.
Yeah?
Just do it. Literally like some boozed up geezer at a bar. He's like, yeah, you know, I got you.
My card is behind the bar, so just serve me.
Exactly. And that card is bouncing at the end of the night as well. But I don't think that Kanye, in that respect, is even dealing in the real world there, Ollie. He doesn't know about student debts, does he?
Nah.
He dropped out of college for a start. So there you go. Hey. Kanye ideas. What ideas can Kanye come up with? He can't even come up with a good name for his children. And that's Kelly. I like that, Kelly.
Nice one, Kelly.
I agree. If you have to look at a compass to be inspired to name your child, then you really haven't got that many great ideas, have you?
Mm. It didn't take long for them to come up there.
No.
It was like the first like jokey name, and it was like, no, let it stick.
It was North or South, wasn't it? It was always going to be.
Yeah, one of the two.
But there you go. Exactly. I certainly don't think they're worth $1 billion anyway, that's for damn sure.
Do like the wordplay though, Kelly. Well done.
Yeah. Half term.
Half term.
It is the buzzword this week. So I used to hate half term, as it meant that I had to go and stay with my gran and grandpa in Somerset. Oh. There was nothing to do there. One time it rained for the whole week, so I was stuck inside. There was only so many episodes of Countdown I could watch before I lost it. That's from Tom.
Oh.
Couldn't agree more, Tom.
Feel your pain, Tom.
Yeah, definitely. Although, one of the things we'll probably get onto later when we do the buzzwords is, you can wish your time away. You can wish your time away on those holidays. You really can. They're not, you know, it's better to be doing what you want to be doing than actually some of the stuff that I had to spend my holiday doing. But we'll get onto that. Never fear.
Little teaser.
Little tease.
Oh, all right. All right.
So now it's time for another song.
Let's sling on a song. I've got one. I think I might change the order as well. I was listening to Joel's old album, man, and I found this lovely little beauty called Ride With You featuring G-Unit. And it reminded me of when I was back at uni, in the old uni days.
Okay, well, here it comes. This is A Ride With You by Joe and G-Unit.
Yeah, it's 50 Cent,
yeah,
and Lloyd Banks,
yeah,
and Young Buck,
yeah,
and Joe.
Baby, I wanna rock and roll with ya, tear the club up and still hit them blocks and them shows with ya. Can you picture me and you, none of
Come
your
on.
Friends, no crew? We could do whatever you want to do. I take your mind off whatever you're going through.
Woo!
And sit back and relax to the sound of the sax. I'm hood, but that don't mean I ride around with the rats. I work you, make you lose a couple pounds in the sack.
Look at what we got right here. Such a work of art. Someone I'll give my heart to. Anything is what I'll do. Just so that she would be mine, I'll give her all my time. Every part of me, my mind, soul and my body. What's up, I wanna
ride with you, love with you. I'm gonna
ooh, yeah.
I'm gonna
move.
Yeah.
was really good with you. Please believe I'll take you there. But first let's see if your intellectual matches up with your physical, baby. I wanna
you like a baller, baby. You see the blue in my eyes.
Yeah.
Drop the top and let your head blow back.
Come on.
Them J-Lo jeans, girl, that ass so fat. Buck know just what to do with all that. Chest to chest, so I hit it from the back.
Yeah.
I do it like a pro, won't nobody know. Let's pop some more ride and listen to Joe.
I just wanna let you know that, ooh, you're so beautiful.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio. It's me, Johnny, and that's Inel, and we're live and loud on FUBAR.
Live and loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. And you were just listening to Joe Ride With You featuring G-Unit.
Nice. Absolutely.
From the past.
Well, I was just saying, they had two of them tracks, didn't they? They had the I Wanna Be Your Lover, I Really Wanna Thank You at the same time.
Baby.
Who knows? Might be a tune for next week. Who knows?
Oi, oi. Oh. Another taser. You can't keep taking people like this.
Just keep, yeah, absolutely. Just keep them hooked. Keep them hooked.
Oh, got to come back next week at 4 p.m.
Yeah. That's where loyalty gets you, guys. That's where it gets you. We have moved on to our next section, which is the Lend an Ear section. But before we do, we've had a couple of emails here. And by the way, guys, a reminder, if you do have any problems that you want to get sorted out, send them in right now for our A&E section after this first problem, and we will sort your problems out, okay? Email Johnny and Inel at foobarradio.com.
That's right, get typing, you've got a couple of minutes.
Absolutely, and we'll guaranteed sort it out before that. Bye. Tinder.
Oh.
I was swiping away on Tinder the other day,
and
my dad popped up.
No!
He's a single man, but there's nothing worse than swiping left on your dad. Who's the worst person you've seen pop up on a dating site? Lucy in Greenwich.
Well, hold on. Before we answer Lucy's thing, what's her age range that she's putting on the old thing?
Absolutely.
What's the criteria, Lucy?
Absolutely. And what's your radius?
Five
500 metres.
Any man.
No, not even at 10 metres. The garden.
Any man that is next to me.
Yeah, to be fair, like, what? Your dad's probably on average about 25 years on you. Is that how high you're going on it? Fair enough, be fair. Absolutely. I've never had that issue. Yeah. I've never had that issue, to be fair. I keep it tight. Keep things tight.
Yeah.
Very thin guidelines that I work within. I've got, it's like in bowling, I've got my barriers up. Keep it in these guidelines, please. And I want no gutter balls. No gutter balls.
Lucy's got the floodgates open. It's like, come on, come on, friend, come on.
Barry on this side, a 10-year age span. Barry on this side, radius 10 miles. Stay in that life. That's where my bowling balls go. It's a strike.
Guilty!
I feel for you, Lucy, because something similar has happened to me. Mm. I was on that Happen, and then
is
I
that
was
another one.
Happen's the one where if you walk past someone, like it'll match you kind of thing. Like it'll show you who's walked past you and stuff. But I got off there. Yeah, it was doing me head in.
Oh no, that's dodgy. Because if you live in a small place, and you just like start happening, that's game over.
Yeah.
That's dodgy, man.
Well, yeah. Just gives you a selection of stalkers and killers. Exactly.
It's all right if you're on the tube and it's like, oh, I found a couple of people in Piccadilly line. But if you're just walking down your road.
Yeah. If your only route is down a dark alleyway. Oh, look who's just crossed your path. Killer Mike.
Killer!
Start a conversation with Killer Mike.
Killer with an A.
No, but I did when I was on that and Tinder. My sister has popped up a couple of times, and it's like, oh no.
Has it?
Yeah, but to be fair, don't you just say no, didn't you?
If you say no to someone, do they pop up again? Or is it, that's it, they're gone?
Do you know what, on Tinder, this is a rule not everyone realises. When people pop up again, it's because they've liked you.
Yeah,
it's because they like you and they're trying to, in case you've made a mistake or whatever.
So basically, you won't see that person again unless they liked you and you've said no the first time.
Exactly, yeah.
What? Oh.
I remember on Tinder, one
look at him, what did he say? He's
I didn't know.
I didn't know. You learn something new every day. Really? This is clearly coming from a man who's done his homework.
Knows the ins and outs. I know the code. Yeah.
I can read it like the Matrix.
It is. I just see it in green now. I'm just all about algorithms. I only swipe right if the girl's got the right algorithm for me. it fits perfectly. But if you've got the right algorithm.
I want to see the music video for that one.
Going into Matrix form. Yeah. Just these agents dancing.
I just see you with like dark glasses on and trench coat and like with your massive afro coming.
Like the Men in Black video.
Yes!
I remember some girl on Tinder had on her profile, thanks Tinder, it's really good of you because if I say no to a guy, I really want to see them again because they've liked me or something to that tune. And I found it quite funny because it's like, yeah, thanks for giving me the next chance to say say yes to him because I didn't like him the first time.
Oh, that's nice.
But yeah, that's basically what happens if you keep seeing someone pop up. It makes me laugh. And you can try it out because if someone keeps popping up, I've done it before and I've liked them even if I didn't want to, just to check. Yeah. And it's a match. You can tell a lot of the time. Like, if you're on Tinder and someone's popped up and then you shut your Tinder down or whatever, like you stop, and then you come back and that person's there again another time, you know what he's doing. It's, you know, it's only popping up because you're...
It's all about the algorithms. Johnny's worked out the code.
I've completed Tinder.
I've seen the end credits.
Absolutely. I completed Tinder on very difficult. I'm writing that down. That's a line for on stage. I'm not even joking. It's decent. Cheers, thanks for listening, guys, while I'm workshopping material.
He's literally writing it down now.
Hang on. Don't care. That's a great line. And no one steal that, okay? You've heard me come up with that.
Copyright.
This is evident.
Hey, we all work that up together.
There you go. Here's a council, yeah. Right, so it's Lendelier time, Einhell. Wow. Why don't you go and...
Let's read their problem out, shall we?
Yep.
And don't forget, guys, if you've got any Lendelier problems for us, then send them to johnnyandinell@foobarradio.com. But first off is problem number one. Yeah, you guys can help me out. My guy is a bit stressed out with work and it's affecting everything in his life, especially our relationship. He works in business accounting and work seems pretty full on right now. He's not as intimate anymore as he always seems so stressed.
It's got to the point where he'll be working at home on a sofa. I'll kiss him on the cheek and neck playfully, and I can see it's annoying him and it's distracting him from his work. Every time I try to make it better, I feel like I'm annoying him. I understand his job is important to him, but I don't like how it's taken his life over. Should I just step back a bit and let it run its course?
Very tricky. Well, it's kind of a common problem, isn't it, really? How work gets in the way for someone and, you know, someone feels a bit pushed to the side, marginalised. It's a tricky situation, really, because for the person who's feeling like they're pushed to the side, you can't kind of be too pushy and, you know, because then it makes you look unreasonable. Because this person would...
Well, and needy and I guess annoying to that person.
Exactly. And the thing about it is this person could clearly and probably rightfully say at some point, well, you know, I have to work, I've got this, you know, job that I need to do or whatever, and I need someone that's going to support me and not... you know, make it hard for me. And if you can't do it, then maybe you're not right. And that would be a valid point. So the suggestion that you step back a little bit is probably not a bad one, actually, to start with. I would say that taking a bit, giving that person a bit of space is not necessarily a bad thing. But the problem is when you just use that as a rule to continually move forward with, oh, I'll just step back. There's no guarantees it's going to change.
Yeah.
So at some point, you know, you can give them a bit of space, but at some point you're going to actually have to mention it as well and go, look, you know, I understand you got work, but this is how I'm feeling out of all of this as well.
Yeah, totally. It's exactly what Johnny said. I guess you can't kind of make it the norm of the relationship. Otherwise, every time he gets a bit busy, that's going to happen. It's going to be, all right, he's disappearing again. It's like, until he's not so busy anymore and he comes back. It's like that's not a relationship where you're just holding on until when he has time to fit you in. It has to be a 50-50 kind of thing for it to work. And I guess you have to kind of let him see it through this kind of moment, I guess, and then, as Johnny said, bring it up when it kind of hopefully eases up.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the thing about it is I've kind of had these situations before. The other situation is that if this person is kind of busy at this point, if it's a one-off, then give them space. That's what you're meant to do. You're meant to be supportive. But if they're just someone who's going to continually replace these busy periods by other things to get them busy or whatever, you might actually think it's more... structurally an issue because they're always going to have that something, kind of space and not really, if you require more attention, which isn't a bad thing, then maybe that's the issue as well.
It could be like a personality thing where they're just always like that.
You know, and those things inevitably don't always, you know, possibly could, but they don't always work out, you know. But that could probably, if this is the first time it's happened, then Give him a bit of space, let him sort his stuff out. But after that, if it's going to continue to happen, then it needs to be brought up and said, look, no, you're stressed out of work, blah, 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 but this is where I'm at with this, and I don't need to be pushed to the side. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to lose your job and lose your girlfriend, you loser.
Now remember that.
You'll have nothing. I'm the only thing you've got.
Yeah?
Struggling with work, struggling in your relationship. Don't say that. Don't say it, really. Don't say this. It could tip him over the edge.
Now, I hope the meeting goes well. See you in the morning.
Exactly. As you're making his packed lunch in the morning, then off you go. What? No, there isn't anything in the sandwiches. Just butter for you until you start sorting your life.
Hey, if you want some filling, maybe you should go and get
exactly.
Some.
I might need a bit of sugar in the mornings, eh?
And that's the best advice you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Solid gold.
Solid gold.
Yeah, no, I think that kind of covers it, yeah.
Then
basically, you know, give a little bit of space, but have your boundaries as well. And communicate. Always key.
That's always important.
It's the first of our A&E problems, Arnel. First one. And remember, if you have any A&E problems, get them sent in now, because this is when we're doing it. This is when we're sorting it out. Send it over to Johnny and Arnel at foobarradio.com.
Get typing.
Okay, here's the next one. Pocket dial problem. My friend accidentally pocket dialed me the other day.
No.
I could hear part of her convo with someone else, and they were slagging me off.
Deep.
Do I confront my friend about the fact that I heard them talking about me? from Jazz.
That's so deep.
This is a horror one, Jazz. First of all, you know, I've got to send my condolences. This one stings a little bit. I mean, it's not life and death, but it's a painful one.
That does happen quite often, especially with smartphones now, because I guess you can literally just say to Siri or Google, call so and so, or if you just say their name, Google might think or Siri might think you're trying to call them, and then that's a lot of the time how some people get dialed in the pocket these days.
I will never set that up, like the call response. Never.
Mine's gone off a couple of times. Hasn't called anyone, but it said, I didn't hear what you just said. And I was like, what? I didn't say no.
Why are you listening?
What are you listening for, Google?
Why are you listening,
hey, Google,
Siri?
Just go over there, Google. Go over there.
Stay out of it, Siri. Don't concern you.
But that is deep, though, hearing someone slagging you off.
Ooh. It depends, overall, Jazz, what the nature of the slagging off was. Yeah. Because if it was something Jazz has wound me up because she didn't come to this thing, you know, she can be a bit of a idiot sometimes. Mm. Oh well, get on with it. You've probably said the same thing. You should have went, Jazz. Yeah. But if it's something where she was, you know, trying to turn other people against you, maybe talk a little bit more in depth about your character, like character assassination, that's something that's going to need a little confrontation to be sorted out. The thing is I don't...
That's deep.
I probably would bring it up anyway. I'd find it very hard not to, but you probably would need to bring that up in a way that you don't necessarily want to do it. Like, if you're going to go in at 100 miles an hour kicking off, it's not going to go very well.
No.
They're going to get defensive and be like, well, I didn't mean to do that. You've basically listened to a private conversation and, you know, you've took it out of context and you'll probably look as bad as they do after it. If you're just like, look, I heard you slagging me off the other day, you know, it happens. If you've got anything to say to me, like, about that, just say it. You know what I mean? I'm all ears. But right now, you're seeming like a little duplicitous.
Yeah,
then you come out smelling the roses.
I'm so intrigued to what Jazz has supposedly done. I am so... Jazz, if you know what you've done, you need to follow that email up and tell us, man, because... that's the one thing that's on my mind. It's like, what are they slagging her off about? It's like, what's the context of it? Because as Johnny says, it the best way to deal with it is to kind of confront them in a kind of non-aggressive kind of way, to hear it out. Just like, well, if you've got something to say, say it to me. We're friends, sort of thing. Like, we're all adults here, but. It depends where it is. I mean, if Jazz has done something.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
Boy,
the thing is, I kind of see it a little bit like if someone's talking in their sleep and they say something that they maybe shouldn't have and you've heard it, are you going to bring it up in the morning? Yeah, this is what you're saying. And it's like, yeah, but I was dreaming and, you know, that kind of thing. If someone's talking, like, depending on what they're slagging you off about, if they're just having a bit of a rant, you know what I mean? Everyone does it. You know, Jazz has probably done it about the other person, so you can't go too heavy.
Jazz calls them up on purpose.
Yeah. I have done that though. You know, when you know someone pocket dials you, I will listen for a while. I'm just waiting for that name. Go on, say it. Yeah. Go and see me.
Start shouting down the phone. Say Johnny.
Yeah. Say Johnny. I want to make this phone vibrate. Yeah. it's a tough one, that's so dangerous.
I've never been on the other end of that. I've had drunk phone calls before, but and it's just like, oh, let's get rid of that. But I've never had one. I've never listened in on someone talking about me before.
Really?
Hey, that's weird.
I've
Is that happened to you?
No, but I've done ones. You know where there's been a few where. I remember when I was in school, in sixth form, a girl sent a message about another girl, but sent it to that girl because the name's there, isn't it? And she's going, oh, you're like, oh my God, Michelle's such an idiot. She's done this, this, and this. Sent it to Michelle. And in the class, you just hear, blip, blip. And it's like, oh no. You see this girl panicking.
Oh no.
And then, like, the way that came out, that was funny.
I did intercept an email, like that, but I've never heard someone say, like, because when I was at uni, I lent the girl to my laptop to it so she could check her email, and then she handed it back to me after the session, and I was like, just like went into like Gmail as I do, and I thought I was signed in as me as I usually am, but I was signed in as her. I didn't know, so I just typed in I know at the top because I wanted to try and find a specific thing about me, searching for myself, and that pops like this email with pictures of myself. I was like, I've never like added pictures of myself to me, and it turned out it was her sending pictures of me to one of her friends because she liked me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I should never have seen this. Oh, right.
There's changes of view, thing.
Hi. So, fancy using my email again?
See, you know what I'd done the other day, which I'm usually quite good for this. I'm usually quite careful and stuff, but I basically, it wasn't slagging my mate off, but it was talking about a past of his when he was a little bit more, shall we say, friendly with the ladies, you know, yeah. And he's now currently in a relationship, but talking about, oh yeah, he used to be a bit of a playboy.
Yeah.
Sent that to a group instead of a personal one.
Oh no.
And he's in the group, and he's like, what? He's like, what are you saying?
What are you calling me out, bro?
Yeah. What are you saying and why? Are you saying it?
Bro, what's the context of this, yeah? We were talking about football.
It weren't far off. It was about new album releases and stuff, and it's like, bang.
Talking about new album releases, yeah?
Well, he's a bit of a playboy, I don't know that. Wow.
Just putting people on blast.
It was one of them as well. It was just responsive. Johnny, explain.
Nobody else wrote anything after that. It's just, they're just waiting in the chat. Everyone's online.
Everyone was online, but all that you saw was just emoticon after emoticon of the crying laughter one. But you're just crying laughter. Brilliant.
Oh, dear.
So, there you go.
Johnny got kicked from that group, but
I'm hanging in by
you're
a friend.
You're no longer an admin.
Yeah, I'm not. I've had my duties taken away. But yeah, overall, Jazz, it will nag on you otherwise. Mm. You're going to bring it up. Do it in a controlled way. Because all that will happen is you'll let it go. You'll probably end up getting drunk one night or something like that. Get absolutely.
And it'll come out in the worst way.
Yeah, you'll have a big blazing row. Yeah. Just bring it up and go, I heard you talking about me. What's the drilly, oh?
Yeah.
What's the drilly with that, though?
Yeah. But exactly what you said. It's gonna every time you see them now, it's going to be plaguing your mind. It's like, what are they saying about me?
Yeah. With stuff like that, I always get stuff out in the open. I can't be bothered to walk around with hiding things. So yeah. I reckon that's the best thing for you to do, Jazz. There you go.
The best advice you're ever going to get, Jeff.
Solid gold advice. Did we have any more A&E ones? Yeah, one coming through now.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, perfect. Here we go.
Someone's in need.
Here we go. Right. This one. Oh, kissing nightmare.
Oh.
I went on a date with a girl. We then went back to my place for a glass of wine or five.
Oh, there goes the buffle.
Absolutely. It's all gone. 5 glasses. As we were sat chatting, I thought I'd lean in for a kiss.
Ooh.
As I leant in, she did too.
Oh.
And she did. And when she did, she opened her mouth and her tongue came flopping out all over the place.
Oh.
It genuinely looked like she was going to eat me alive.
Oh.
Have you ever experienced a really awful kiss?
Oh.
She was a lovely girl, but that needs to stop. Finn in East Barnet.
Oh, I hear the pain, Finn. I hear the pain, man.
I hear the pain very much so.
I was talking about this with you the other day.
We've had a talk about it,
yeah. Oh.
I very much felt that pain before. Yeah. To be honest, I've had it myself, and my mate had one, you know, more recently. And do you know what? I've been on dates with girls and, you know, had a kiss and a cuddle, and the kiss is just so wrong that it's just like, I'm not going to be able to clear. I'm not going to be able to sign off on this one.
It just ruins the moment.
Yeah. It's just like, wow, what happened?
Well, that moment's gone.
Exactly. You just went Ridley Scott Alien on me. I can't let that go.
Ridley Scott Alien.
Can't let it go. What's going on? Like, and if that happens, then it's just like, you know, the chemistry's gone, if you want to call it that. And
yeah.
I'm not being funny. At my age, I don't want to have to be teaching people how to kiss. I can't. You know, I'm done with it. That stuff would have flown when I was like 16. You're like, all right, you ain't done it enough. Don't worry, I've learned a little bit.
That fast love, man. It's nice. I can't be teaching people. Baby, I ain't. If you're looking for fans.
Absolutely no time to teach you etiquette. This is no time.
Come correct or don't come at all.
Exactly. This is fast love. That's what it says on the tin.
I've had the same issue. It was ages ago, but it was. Oh, it was so, because everything was so right about the evening. Like, we had had a great dinner and stuff, and we went to see a show. Everything was, it was great. I wasn't even gonna try and kiss her at that point. It was just, I was just having a good time, and then it was like, all of a sudden, she leant in to kiss me. And I was like, oh, and then it was like, no.
It's dreadful.
And she did the opposite. She didn't do tongues. She did pecks. It was like. It was just like little pecks on my lips. I'm like, what are you doing? Like open your mouth a bit. Like,
yeah.
Mate, either of them
are atrocious.
So bad.
Like my one, you know, more recently, it's just an open mouth and a tongue just dead still, like doing a prank.
Dead still? Why are you? Just left it there.
Just left like.
Got it.
Literally. To me, it's like, open your mouth, mate. I'm just going to lay my tongue in there. Just lead there. Like, what are you doing? It's got to move. What is this? What's that there for? You know what I mean? It's just, it was very, very strange. I can't get over it. And my mate had one where he's like, you know, went out with a girl a couple of times and even kissed her. This is why I'm of the opinion, and I always give off the do have a kiss as soon as you can. It'll save you both some time. It really do. I mean, on the first date, you've got to be having a goodbye kiss. You've got to if you're getting on. For me, that's the way I roll anyway. Johnny. But I mean, I don't profess to be anything.
You've
got to
get ready, girls. Like, bye. This is coming before you're topping up your oyster. You better get.
Don't always work out for me. I know, but I don't care. So no. Honestly, Finn, this is a tough one. I actually think that it's time to call it a day.
It doesn't improve, does it?
No, it doesn't improve. I don't want to be the geezer setting the hard rules here, Finn. But
hard to laugh.
But I'm sorry. I'm on.
Johnny
Carden to love. My feelings are dead now, Finn, I'll be honest. But if you want to listen to my...
Cut loose. There's no chance.
Call it a day. No, I honestly have been dating a girl who's a really nice girl, but for me, the kiss, it's just too big an issue. It is.
Yeah,
and I gave her weeks. And it's like... Just when you think you're getting somewhere, it's like, no, you're back doing stuff.
I thought we were past that.
Yeah, they're setting their ways. And at that point, you just have to... Unless you're going to sit down and speak to them, a tutorial, just call it a day.
Tutorial. Take notes.
Get your notepad out. Why aren't you writing this down?
Doesn't sound like you're taking this seriously. Our relationship is a point critical here. But there you go. I honestly...
It is hard to teach someone how to kiss. They even know they don't.
And my mate called it a day with a girl he was dating after 2 days. Because he was I really like her, yeah. And then they kissed and then he came back all upset. Came back to her house and he was like, devastated. Can't kiss or whatever. And at first you're like, oh, well, that sounds a bit harsh. But then I'm like, no, I do get it.
Yeah.
You can't just keep waiting on because it doesn't go at the rate you want it to. It's just not worth it.
I mean, and if the kissing is bad, then...
We've got another problem here. so that Finn should sort it out. It's harsh to say, but we speak the truth. Just get rid now, unfortunately. Let them learn the hard way. Darwin.
Survive the best kiss.
Got to.
Hard to love.
Next one. A&E. Hey, Jay and I.
Hi.
I was talking to my best friend the other day, and she told me that she started seeing this new fella. Mr. Perfect, she called him.
Oh.
Tall, dark, handsome.
Oh, that's nice.
Brackets. No, it's not you, Johnny. Getting quite a name for myself, aren't I? Wow.
I love the way you was reading that as if it was you. You had a massive smile on your face. It's like, I think I know who she's talking about.
Could have been. Right, I asked to see a picture of this fantastic gentleman. When she showed me what he looked like, I had dated him a few years back.
Oh, no.
He was a selfish, sociopathic arsehat.
Oh, no.
I don't have the heart to tell her what a pee he is and crush her feelings. Also, I think she will think I'm just jealous.
Oh, no.
What should I do, Hannah?
Oh, that's a big problem, Hannah.
You've come
to the right place, though. Wow.
You have come to the right place because no problem is too big or small. But
wow,
that's a
stinger, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Well,
jeez.
Let's break it down into two then, Hannah. Okay, because this problem is in two. First of all, what I would say is that is your judgment of someone. That doesn't necessarily mean that someone else is gonna reach the same judgment that he's a selfish sociopath.
Yeah, I don't like people labelling people as sociopaths. I think some people can have those kind of traits and those qualities, but I don't. When you label someone like that, it's just like that person's negative, and that's that. And it's like, oh, but that's just what you think.
Yeah, and even then, like, people have the ability to change. And if it's a couple of years, maybe he's grown up. Maybe he thinks, yeah, I'm a much better guy now because I dated this Hannah and I was really out of order to her. Maybe not.
I learned my lesson from this girl called Hannah.
Yeah.
She showed me the
right
way.
I don't want another one like her again. I'm so happy I found the new one. And the other thing is, so on your analysis of the person, it might actually be that this other person's come to a new one, or they might have changed. But also, regardless of whether your analysis is still accurate, it's whether you should actually say anything or not. I do think that you should say that you've dated, because it will come out anyway and it will look weird that you're both colluding to not say anything.
Especially if things get serious with them, and then it's like, oh, it's coming around the ass now, isn't he?
Exactly. But I would steer very clear of giving negative reviews on that person, because you probably will look jealous, even if you're not. Might just be, you know, destroying something for someone else who can actually get on with that person.
Yeah, because like, at the moment, she sees him as Mr. Perfect, and then you're essentially kind of planting a negative seed, and she's going to be watching out for certain things now, whereas I guess that could be a good thing, but at the same time, it's always best for someone to kind of discover that for themselves if it's like a love interest, I think.
Well, the thing about it is people like to look in like universals and definites. Like, they basically like to say, this person's like this person's like that.
Yeah.
Well, no, the part of it is you might have brought that out of that person. Do you know what I mean? I don't know who Hannah is, but Hannah might have been someone who was quite aloof and not around, and so this person started acting more agitated than they would be with someone else, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you can draw kind of assumptions about what that person's like. But with someone who was maybe, I don't know, around a bit more, or maybe caring a bit more, or whatever else, not to say that Hannah's not, but I'm just saying, if they had different characteristics, they might shine a different light on this person. So I don't know.
I agree. I think at the moment things are really good with her, so let them play out, but do mention that you have been there.
Yeah. Say you've been there. Just basically go, listen, love, I've been there.
Just didn't work out.
Yeah, I've been there, but I'm happy for you to go there. I'm happy. No, I'm not jealous. Not at all. Go for it. What is he like? Yeah, decent. decent. Well, decent. Yeah. Top stuff. No, I'm not interested. No. Yeah, he is tall, dark, and handsome. And an utter.
What was that?
Oh, he ain't perfect. Well, just start talking out the side of your mouth a lot more. Just go, yeah, top bloke. No, he's a nutter. Tall, dark, and handsome. Oh, I don't think so. Sociopath. But definitely.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. I don't think I've ever, like, had a situation like this within my group of friends. So like, it's definitely you're in a bit of a predicament. You do have to mention something. You should have said something as soon as you recognised him, I think. Now it might seem a bit dodgy.
No, well, she's done the right thing. She's come to Lend an Ear section, and now she's got. Now she can feel comfortable that she's been signed off on this. There is accountability here, because we've got guaranteed the right advice. So I would do that. Have a word. Say, yeah, I was there a few times, but you know, that's done. It was never anything serious. Do what you like to do, and then if. Just don't try not to come across bitter and let her work out for herself.
Yeah.
If he's still like that, she'll find out soon enough.
Well, I this is one of the ones I want to hear update on, Hannah. So yeah, you're going to have to let us know what's happening next week.
Absolutely. I want to know. I want to know.
We want to know if he's still Mr. Perfect.
Absolutely.
Or has he shown his true colours?
Absolutely. And if you are looking for someone tall, dark and handsome, Hannah. Anyway, email in. So, great. Right, it's time for a song. It is time for a song. Here you go. Right, this tune is by Illa J. Ooh. And it's called Air Signs. Here it comes.
Yeah. It's Illa J. Well, y'all already know about me. I'm about to tell y'all a little bit about my family, my siblings and stuff. I grew up around and who inspired me to get where I am right now. Check it, yo.
These are my amazing family ties. We're made of Aquarius, Libras, and Geminis. And we call ourselves the air signs. Just breathe in the music, music.
Martha, thank you for your wisdom. You know you taught me game. Now the ladies on me, nah, just like James. I've yet to meet someone more intelligent than my big sister. Get all my friends intimidated. Try to talk back, my sister get evacuated. Educated is an understatement. She taught me to beat myself and fuck the nation. Put the middle finger up, it's all about the donuts. Martha, you so silly. Why girls nickname Pink Willy? We so silly.
Amazing family ties. We're made of Aquarius, Libras, and Geminis. And we call ourselves the air signs. Just breathe in the music, music.
What up, Earl the Pearl? Yeah. Crazy with the pencil and eraser on the paper. Sketch your life after he met you twice. My brother overdo it sometimes, extra thrice. You know you showed it, but it don't matter, cause you my bro. White or black, yeah. Your ass need to get back in contact. Close enough to feel the impact of my flow. It's funny, it's him, your little brother John. Grown like MJ with the pen, I'm in the zone.
These are my amazing family ties. We're made of Aquarius, Libras, and Geminis. And we call ourselves the air signs. Just breathe in the music, music.
Not to my brother James, how many nicknames? James up there making beats with James and James Brown. And Bob is making another move on the same cloud. Because of you, I can sleep with the bass loud. Got me looking like a superstar. Yo, I'm about to take this shit super far. I appreciated the kicks in school, stayed a year ahead. And speaking of the year ahead, it's Yancey boys, bitch, make noise. No, louder, make noise. James, I know you're right here with me. James, yo, I know you're right here with me.
These are my amazing family ties. We're made of Aquarius, Libras, and Geminis. And we call ourselves the air signs. Just breathe in the music.
FUBAR Radio presents
Sarah Love and My City.
I want to see how long I can go before I hear this new Adele Hello song.
Okay, I ain't heard that.
And then this just proves to you that there is a conspiracy. It was against my will that I heard that song. Like, what's and it's not against this whatever that Hello nonsense empty white noise is.
I don't know what that is.
Say
white
like that,
noise.
But say, I don't, I'm
driving
not white
between
noise.
Them there white lines. Drink white beer.
I'm saying white noise is the dictionary definition of white noise. But yeah, take that as you like.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
That is, make sure that you check that out, Sarah Love and My Sticky on FUBAR Radio. But right now, it's Johnny and Inel, and we're live and loud on FUBAR.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, we're live and loud, and that was a bit of Illa J we was listening to as well.
Air Signs.
Oh,
you like that, didn't you? Do you know what? Every now and then, like, I'd play a song, and I know it goes, oh, I need that, and then start getting on these.
That's mine now.
Going home tonight. Oh yeah, just put a couple of tunes on.
That's what I love about technology these days. Like, if you hear a song that you like, you can literally just get it just there and then. It's like, boom, I want it. It's there. It's done.
It's got to happen. I like that. There's some good parts to technology, some bad, but there we go. Oh,
ooh, got an email.
Got one here. Green fingered.
Oh.
Hi, Johnny and Inel.
Hi.
I've been hearing about your dating horrors. We do have a lot of those, yes.
Yes, we do.
The last few weeks. So I thought I'd share mine. Also, kind of links to the story you was talking about earlier. Mm. I was dating the lad. Let's call him Mr. McGregor. I think that means his name's Greg.
Well, he's a teacher first. He's a teacher.
The Greg part out of McGregor has been darkened, so I don't know. It's like, let's call him Mr. McGregor. Yeah, his name's Greg. You haven't hit it very well. Cheers. He was a bio student at the same uni as me.
Oh.
So Greg is a bio student. We know that much now. We went out on a few dates to the local uni bar.
Yeah.
And a cheeky Nando's. They're always cheeky.
Very nice.
One night, we went back to his house. As I said, he was a biology student and was really into his plants.
Oh.
After kissing and cuddling, he whispered in my ear, I'm the bee, you're the flower.
Wow! There we go for chat up, lads.
It's too much. Bring in pollination. Bring in pollination.
I'm
going to
just leave this here.
Ready to get pollinated? Oh my God.
I brought this for my other lover. Mm.
I smell nectar. Just unbelievable. This took me by surprise.
Wow.
Not more than when he went off and came back. No, come on.
What?
Seriously.
Well, you can't just leave it there.
This took me by surprise. Not more than when he went off and came back in a black and yellow top.
That's going on like Charlie Brown.
And then threw leaves on me and started to spank my thigh with a large leaf.
Oh, no.
Let's pollinate, he said. Creepy.
Oh, no.
He wasn't a romantic lover, and the bee suit put me off.
Oh,
Petter.
No.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, no.
I can't believe that's real. That is mental. If that's actually happening, I mean, obviously, that's a standard Uber home, thank you very much.
I always knew them bio students were a bit weird, man. There you go.
No, that's mental. I mean, the bee suit. Oh, come on. I did used to have a yellow and black stripy jumper, so did I don't know if it was something like that. I don't know why you'd think that was something you need to put on when getting into it, you know. So, but that's too much. That is too much.
I just do like that one line. I don't know. He's got.
I'm the bee. You're the flower. Oh dear. That's just too much.
Wow, he must have been good looking, because how did he get that far?
I would have hoped that was the last of it. Anyway, that was where Petter said, no, not for me. There we go. Right, next one. Furry issues.
Oh.
Hi, boys.
Hi.
I went out on a date last night with a nice guy.
Huh.
Things were going great. We were at a nice little restaurant, wine flowing, when suddenly I saw her bag moving, and out popped a ferret. She explained it was her pet ferret, Francis, and she takes him everywhere. That was the last time I saw her and Francis.
Oh,
Kobe.
No.
So, thanks for that, Kobe.
Who's bringing animals on dates?
Ferrets as well.
Ferrets! Oh, don't mind him.
Let's start, you know.
Scuffling along in the back.
With these situations, sometimes you have to plan for success, right? So let's just say Kobe and this lady start getting on, head back to Kobe's. There's a little ferret called Francis who's knocking about in a bag. What are you doing with him? Oh, can you put a little glass of a saucer of milk out for Francis just so he stops kicking off?
Oh,
ruining it.
Francis has only gone and chewed through the condom packets.
Francis! No!
Dear old a bedroom ferret. Unbelievable. Stop taking Francis with you, love. It's ridiculous. Last one here.
Wow.
Half term.
Oh.
I loved half term, which is good because we were about to talk about that in Blast from the Past. Ooh. I loved half term when I was a kid.
Ooh.
We used to play Knockdown Ginger, which is knocking on a neighbour's door and running away. Absolutely.
Yep.
Weirdly, the Northerners call that knock a door run. Knock a door run. It's not knock a door run, it's Knockdown Ginger.
That's right, correct term.
And curbsy, where we'd throw the ball across the street and hit the opponent's curb. Of course, that's what it is. Who doesn't know curbsy? Wicked game. What games did you used to play in the street, Sammy? Knockdown Ginger and curbsy. There you go, Sammy.
I used to love Knockdown Ginger, but I got stitched up one time. Because I remember pressing the bell. It was like, no. And then, because our thing was to see how long you could stay until they come and then just dash out. Like, you had to see like shadows coming in the window pane, and then that's when you had to dash, that like last minute thing. And we did it one time, and I couldn't see the shadows or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, like, the door just burst open. Oh, hi! Turn around, they splurted, and I just had to, like, just standing there. And because it was a girl from our school that we kind of knew. It was her door. And I was like, so I was, like, trying to think fast. Like, is Rachel there? No, but come on in. I'm standing in the doorway, and I'm just like... Yeah, so I just wanted to see Fred's home, but she's not there, so...
So your Knockdown Ginger has turned into a hostage situation, basically.
It was a hostage situation, and they splurted. I didn't even find... I don't know where they went.
The best way of doing people over in Knockdown Ginger, which we had a couple of times, was you do Knockdown Ginger on a block of flats, and then you go, you go up to the top, like, and you ring first... And then you run down and we'll do it like a caterpillar, it's called. And you go down. But what you do is you wait till the person goes up top and you ring first. And as they're running out, yeah! And you've already rang your doorbell. So the person comes out going, what's up there, mate? Were you in a restaurant?
I like that, the caterpillar. Ginger caterpillar edition.
Shouldn't be giving people ideas in half term, should we?
Fair. You just give them a whole lot.
But there you go. We're now on to Brass from the Past. Bang. You know what, we're not even going to get spoilers on screen again, are we? It's all these wicked emails we get. So this is Blast from the Past, and the buzzword this week is school holidays.
Mm-hmm. So for those that weren't here at the start of the show, what we do with the buzzword is we have a buzzword, and we talk about that buzzword and what it reminds us of, and we reminisce, and we also throw in a track that is associated with those times.
Yeah, absolutely. So the thing that there's one really, really standout school holiday for me, and that was when in year eight, I had my tonsils out, it was a disaster. It was an absolute failed operation. I mean, don't get me wrong, it weren't failed as in my tonsils were gone, but, you know, like, it just went from bad to worst. So, I came home after having my tonsils out, and I was thinking, oh, right, that's gone okay. By the end of that night, my tonsils had, like, the back of my throat essentially had burst, and it was just bleeding, gushing blood. Now, sorry for creeping everyone out at home, but this is what happened. So it was just a river of blood running down my gullet, basically. So much so that it started to have to clot, because obviously I would have died otherwise. So it's just, I'm getting clots of blood in the back of my throat, right? It was just disgusting. I'm coughing them up. Like, it was tragic. So basically I got rushed into hospital in the middle of the night, and this doctor was having to stick me on a drip and stuff because obviously, you know, weren't particularly fun and games. And he was like, it took him like half an hour to put one of the needle things in my arm. He just kept doing it over and over again. Like, I was just like some pincushion. I was just like blacking out. But basically, all that this is to kind of illustrate is I was in a pretty bad place. So much so that a couple of days later, I even fainted because I lost blood pressure, everything like that. So I'm sitting there feeling a bit sorry for myself. All my mates are out playing, having a great time on 6 weeks holiday, having a wicked time. And I'm in bed, like, feeling like I'm not going to make it. I'm being blood transfusions being talked about. I'm thinking, it can't really get much worse. Basically, obviously, this is where it changes. Within a couple of weeks, like, the one thing I was getting was I was getting a nice sleep and my meals brought into me. Some girl got brought in where she had been tenting over a field, and some guys, for a laugh, thought they'd run and just dive on the tent and whilst the girls were sleeping in it. So they dived on the tent and they've broken her arm, right? Her arm was just snapped, right? Oh. She gets rushed in, like, they've put a cast on her. But what's now happening, right? So she's got a broken arm. She's only like 10 or something like that. But her arm, because it's in kind of a weird position while it's like in a cast, is going into spasms at random points. So she's got a broken arm, and every now and then she's actually tensing. She's like, so in the middle of the night, all of a sudden we're just here like,
what's going on up there?
And like the whole ward, there was like old age pensioners who were just, you know, barely hanging on, and all of a sudden you just hear, it was so bad, like, and you felt really bad for
that's some real pain, that is, you know.
It was a bad one.
I mean, you got a scream. That's real.
It's tense. I mean, you can imagine that arm is shattered in there, all of a sudden, just tensing like you're a bodybuilder going. And to be fair, she like it was like an hour visiting time. People didn't even want to visit me anymore. And like, it was just.
I can't see you, bro.
And she was a really lovely girl when she was like in normal mode, but when she was not in normal mode, it just became something else. It was like The Exorcist, and she'd just be talking there, going, "Yeah, today the nurse." And I mean, by the end, I didn't want to be sick or anything, but I was just laughing every time, just laughing at this girl just screaming her head off. So, hope you're well now, if you are listening. Oh, that was one hell of a summer holidays. But that's basically it. The other one's only short anyway. But I'm just going to play a song that reminds me of school holidays, because this reminds me of those kinds of times. And I was a big fan of it when it came out. It's by the one and only Craig David. It's called Booty Man. Here it comes.
International Ball.
That's another alias of mine, the Booty Man. it's not. It's not. I'm making up. You are listening to Johnny and Arnell. We're live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right. And you were just listening to some lovely Craig David.
Yeah. Yeah, the Booty Man.
He's coming back.
He is.
In a big way.
Oh, what's this? Caterpillar.
Uh-oh, what have you started?
My girlfriend likes to read to me before bed. I never asked her to. The first night we spent together, she pulled out the Hungry Caterpillar and started reading it to me. I was so in shock. I just didn't say anything and let her carry on. We've been together 2 years now, and she still reads to me. I still find it uncomfortable and weird, but she likes it, and I don't want to hurt her feelings. John.
He's like, I think John's let it go on too long.
Yeah.
He should have said something in that first year. It's too late now. You can't suddenly not like it.
That is. I don't know if she's pining for a child or something like that. You might have to, if you're serious, you might just have to get the kids out just so it can stop being you.
Wow. That's deep. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's hardly.
He should have said something.
It's hardly adult books, though, is it? You know what I mean?
It's not adult.
Tell her that your favourite book's Where's Wally, and get them out there, and you can just try and spot them before bed, because
there.
Or spot the dog. Do you remember Spot the Dog?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember What a Mess?
No.
What a Mess, the dog.
No.
Just me.
Just you, mate. Just you made that up. It's one you wrote, wasn't it? Yeah.
It's one of my imaginary friends.
Yeah. Oh, what a mess is it? Out again? Yeah, he's telling me to start fires.
Ban the school.
He's a naughty dog, I know.
I do feel for John though, because it's clearly he wants sexy time, and instead he's just getting ready to sleep.
Not before the book. Oh, it seems there's a few hungry caterpillars around here.
Since we didn't finish this one last night, I put a bookmark there. Yeah. We can carry on.
Page 8.
Oh. It's not my fault you fell asleep so quick.
Right, I know. Blast from the past. Buzzword. School holidays.
Oh, it reminds me of one particular holiday. I think I was about 15. And I just got a phone. And I remember it was the last week of term. And it was like some kids were doing like exams in the hall. And I remember they had like a thing on the... They put like posters around saying you're not allowed to play around the hall at lunch and break because people are doing their exams in there and it's going to be a bit too noisy. And so they allowed people to go on the school field so as people are further away from the school so they can not get disturbed. And I remember one particular time, it was lunchtime, we were just playing about and then we just so happened to walk around the side of the hall. It was like, let's see, look, who's in there? And it was like, we was trying to peek through the windows because one of the curtains weren't open. And we could see someone. And then one of my friends knocks on the window during the exam and we just all panic. We're like, no! We just all start splurting away. It was like, we start running and I just remember... I just turned so fast and ran, and there's a little curb bit to lead into the tennis courts. Ran, tripped on the curb bit, sprained my leg, and I just fell back. I was like, man, it's in so much pain. I was dying. I was like, ah. And I literally had to spend like the first couple of weeks of summer, like trying to nurse my feet back. And I remember, as I'm just sitting at home because I can't do anything in the holidays. And I remember getting a text on my phone, and it was like, "Hey, how are you?" And it was from a number I didn't recognize. I was like, "I don't know who this is." And so because it was 10p per text.
PPI. Oh, no, you've had an accident that we can help you out with. No win, no fee.
How did you know?
It was the school's fault.
And you know it. So I get this text, and I was like, "Oh, I think you got the wrong number," sort of thing. And the reply was ASL. And back then, ASL stood for age, sex, and location. It was like a chat.
Wow,
thing. It was like a chat thing. Yeah. I was like, "Oh, like I know 15 London." And then she sent one back saying, "Sammy, 15 Stevenage." I was like, "Oh, yeah. Right."
Which can also be read, Fred, 55. Anywhere female. You need it. Anywhere you need it.
That's the female. Epping Forest. And I was like, "All right." And I started I started texting this girl. And I was like, "Okay." And it seemed like we had like a few things in common. And I was like, "Okay." And then I was on BT Cellnet Genie SIM at the time, and they did like a summer promotion. I think it was because the Big Brother came out and they were the sponsors, so that the whole summer it was like free calls to landlines on that thing. I was like, "Wow." So I thought, "Oh, let me call her up." Called her up, and it was a girl. Okay. Yes, it was a girl, and she sounded delightful.
Okay.
And it was almost like I had like a, not a phone summer romance, but it was just like a nice kind of companion that I would talk to, like, because I had free calls. I was like, "Oh yeah, it's nice and nice." And like we get on, we talk about different things that we were doing in the holidays. I was just chilling and watching TV because I couldn't do much. But then the promotion stopped, and I couldn't call, and I didn't have any money for credit, and she didn't message me back. I was like, and she didn't call me back afterwards. When it was like the first couple of weeks of that summer, we were talking to each other like every day, texting and calling. And then now she's just completely gone.
Wow.
And I've not spoken to her ever since.
Wow.
I know. And I always thought when Facebook and stuff like that would come, oh, we might find each other.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
"Oh, yeah, that's you. Do you remember I used to chat to you?" Nope.
No. She's done.
So,
she's married now, mate. She's moved on.
That was my first heartbreak. Yeah. And so it reminds me of the song, Usher, "You Don't Have to Call."
Nice, I like that. Okay. Here it comes, Usher, "You Don't Have to Call."
Yo, after the night, don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. That's my nigga for real. Come on. That's how it's going down. Be smart about it. Celebrations with the guys I sacrificed, 'cause I knew you could not sleep without it. Meanwhile, I love you. You are my girl. You see, I thought the world of you, but you're so steady. Smart about it, should've cherished me. Listening to friends, now it's the end. Then again, no story can end without it.
Africa. Yeah. And the Shirinel. That relationship is failing. Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah. If you are listening out there, just give him a call. He's willing to have you back now. Pride is not an issue.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
In the days, eh?
Yep, absolutely. That was a good story. I remember those days. Mm-hmm. And a good tune as well, off 8701. Big album. Big album.
He was like, what, 16 or something like that?
Yeah, 16 in those days. And Craig David's Born to Do It must have been not far before that, year 9 kind of thing. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So now we are moving on to you. Yeah. Oh, we've had a little email. Half term.
Oh, half term.
Yeah, half term.
Ah.
I broke my arm on the first day of the summer holidays when I was a kid.
Oh, did you?
I was gutted. I couldn't get the cast wet. And when it was really warm, my arm sweat itched like crazy. Those 6 weeks were the worst, Luke.
It's always the way you get injured right on the holidays when it's the time you need to be at your fittest.
And do you know, I've never broken anything like that.
Is it?
Yeah, but I know that from experience of other people who've done it, when that cast comes off, that body part stinks like anything.
Oh, yeah.
Like rotten sweat. Like,
you can even smell it. You know when they get you to sign it and then you go to sign it, like,
oh, God. It's the discoloration as well on the skin. Oh. People have been on holiday and coming back looking like it belongs to someone else. Like it's been stitched on.
Is that yours?
Yeah. Nice one, Luke. Yeah, I feel your pain, mate. Feel your pain.
Yeah.
Emergency.
Oh.
My brother ate my food. Oh. Biggest issue ever. Do I kill him or get revenge, Lara?
Do you know what? I hate when you're on a date and someone does that and they eat your food without asking. There's like, just fork just goes in.
It's just unacceptable.
No, it is.
Absolutely.
It just gets you vexed straight away, you know. You instantly start getting angry. It's like,
well, they do that on Gavin and Stacey. They mentioned it like with curries and stuff. Like,
oh, is it?
With me, if I order a curry,
yeah.
It's not a sharing issue. What are you doing?
I ordered this for me.
Exactly. Luckily, I order like the hottest curry around, so most people can't even handle it anyway. But in general, it's like, oh, can I have a bit of that? No, you can't. That's why I ordered it for myself. Thank you.
If you wanted to share, get the platter.
Exactly. But if you want this, then you order one. That's it. I'm not saying you can't order one, but you can't have bits of mine. That's an issue. I'm not a massive sharer when it comes to food. No.
Hardened to the sharing.
No. But there's only a few items of things I could share. I could share a pizza. That wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Could share a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not all bad.
No monster.
Don't come near that curry. Not a chance.
Where's that spoon going?
You can have a popper, Dom. No, you're not dipping it in.
What about some of your rice? Can I have some peanut rice?
Definitely no rice. I won't share rice.
Won't share the rice.
Potentially share a naan. Depends how I'm feeling.
Well, you have to share a naan. You've got to rip it up anyway.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
Not when you're out on a date with me. What do you think you're doing with that naan?
Yeah.
I can't remember you ordering one.
Pretty sure I ordered the keema. Right, so we're on to a spoilers on screen. We have 7 minutes.
Oh no!
If we have got any other emails as well, just dump them through now. We'll just go for them.
Yeah,
wicked.
You got to go for them quick, guys.
Yeah, but apart from that, we're going to talk spoilers on screen. And guys, The Walking Dead came back.
The Walking Dead is back. I was so happy.
If you don't watch The Walking Dead, don't worry about it. Just sit there and wait to see if there's anything good that comes up. But if you do, it was amazing.
There was a lot of good things that happened in this episode.
Yeah, if you're quite into watching, what, a 12-year-old boy get eaten alive, listen, tune in. It was wicked.
I cheered.
Yeah, he had to go.
I cheered. I was like, Carl should have took him out from ages ago. He had so many opportunities to take him out and he didn't.
Absolutely.
So I was like, no. I was like, if you're going to get hit in the eye, that's your own fault, Carl. I don't even feel sorry for you now.
Oh, what, the other dude? The other dude who shot him? Yeah, I mean, that guy, he's...
Oh, yeah, no, dear, the other 12-year-old. Yeah,
the little kid. He's a joke.
Yeah, he had to go anyway. Like, exactly. He wasn't even a character.
in a zombie apocalypse, you can't have people like that knocking about still. You can't do it.
They're a waste of time. Rick should have said it. Rick should have been the one that said, he's got to go, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how Rick rolls. He should have said something.
I mean, yeah.
He normally would have done.
He normally would have. Well, Carol came, probably came close. Yeah. But I love the way Michelle...
Carol told him straight to his face.
Absolutely. Just you're not cut out for this world. And by cut out for this world, it means you're better off dying. You know what I mean? I love the way Michonne just ran the other one through. Yeah. Put a samurai sword for a teenager's
samurai
chest.
No, she didn't even pause, you know?
Just like that. Bang.
Instant manoeuvre, you know? She ran straight out of the house with one movement, just like, sing!
Yeah. Basically, if you don't watch The Walking Dead, you should start, because it is brilliant.
Yes. But then that was the moment in the comic book, because in the comic, Carl gets his eye shot out.
Yeah.
But a little earlier.
Yeah.
So I was wondering, is that going to actually happen or not? And I was glad to see it did happen.
You were glad to see...
I was glad.
That teenager Carl got his eye shot out.
Because Carl should have took that boy out a long time ago.
And if it is going to be by the comics, Rick needs to lose his hand as well
soon enough.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I think he will if they're going to do that. So there you go.
I thought they were going to do that. You know when he was in the camper van?
Mm.
And then he was getting ambushed. I thought that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah, maybe so. We never really... I mean, this is never enough time to talk about Making a Murderer. Because really we need to kind of go into it. For next week, we should set this up, okay?
Yeah.
If you've got any Making a Murderer things, tune in next week. We're going to have a big Making a Murderer discussion. We can talk...
Big one.
...on theories of what happened. Because I've heard a few things. There's a few characters in there.
Might have to get some callers as well.
Yeah.
Might have to get some callers in, you know?
Yeah. Could maybe start planting some keys around the studio. Decent.
Ooh. What's that doing on the floor there?
What was that doing there? Wasn't there the last times we checked?
Been here for 8 months.
Yeah. Looking for the tears. Making a Murderer has been big. Everyone seems to have theories on it.
Mm.
We haven't really got time to go through them today, but there is one I've heard, which if we're going to talk about next week, I'll put it out there next week.
Oh.
It seems
like... teasing again!
Yeah. But it seems plausible... As another way, if Avery didn't kill him, because that was my issue. It's like, if he didn't kill him, well, who did?
Yeah.
And there is another theory out there that seems actually quite, you know, it could easily have happened.
I've got my theories on who I think it is as well, but
they're probably the same. But it's actually how the timeline of how things went down and stuff like that, you know. So there you go. You need to check out, mate. And if you haven't watched Making a Murderer, you have a week until
Plenty
we talk
of
about
time.
It.
You'll probably binge watch it anyway, so.
To be honest, you do it in 2 days. It's not an issue. My mate, who's a teacher, came home after his shift at school, done 8 hours. He done 8 episodes back to back. And he was like, I've got to school in the morning. I can't afford this. But he was like, I can't sleep. So you can easily do 2.
No essays got marked. No. Not that night.
Exactly. It's only the kids' education suffering. Not a big deal.
Right?
Yeah, double injustice. Man locked up for 18 years and kids who ain't going to get a GCSE. No one wins.
Missed the coursework deadline. They weren't sent off in time.
Yeah, exactly. You start doing your job a little bit. Take your job as seriously as you take Netflix. But there you go. It's been a good show today, I know.
That's it's been really fun. Thank you guys for sending in all those amazing emails, man. Some of them were crazy as well.
Yeah, that B one. I mean, if that is real, that is one of the... That's probably the most outrageous one yet.
That's one of them ones where you need some pepper spray or something in your bag.
You got to get out of there after that. Anyway,
you got to spray him in the eye, insect repellent, and then just run out.
Literally, if girls, if you ever get back to a guy's place and he says, "I'm the bee, you're the flower," just get out of there. Just go, no, mate, you're the mug. I'm out of it.
You're the mug.
Not interested in you. Pollinate yourself. Do
you're
one.
The mug.
Absolutely. My nectar brings all the bees to the yard. right, so 30 seconds left. All that's left to say is that hopefully you've enjoyed it and you'll be tuning in, because next week we will be here on Thursday from 4 p.m.
till 6 p.m.
Absolutely. You can follow us on Twitter. Do that, please. I'm at Johnny I. Cochran.
I'm at INEL.
And we're at Johnny and INEL. So following us for any Johnny
and INEL. We love hearing your feedback on Twitter and stuff. So guys, get on there. And if you want to say something nice to us, say it, innit?
Absolutely. Apart from that, we'll see you next Thursday. Bye-bye.